Community selection, a decision that matters deeply but is often underrated. In the decision chain of buying or renting a home, people spend the most time agonizing over the property itself, layout, orientation, floor, decoration. By contrast, the evaluation of the community environment is often compressed into a casual walk around on the day of viewing. But the reality is that the quality of community amenities will continuously affect your life on a daily basis for the next 10 years. A house can be changed, but a location is hard to move. No matter how beautifully decorated a home is, if there is no decent market within a kilometer below and no walkable medical point, the cost of daily life becomes abnormally high. Community amenities determine not only convenience but also the bottom line of time budgets, health security, and family vitality. The essence of community selection is the advanced design of a living radius. What lies within the radius determines how you shop, eat, go to school, see a doctor, and arrange your weekends every day. A fully configured radius lets you compress the time cost of trivial matters to a minimum and give the remaining time back to life itself. This article focuses on the community amenity radius. First establish the observation framework of the 15-minute living circle, then expand layer by layer into 5 radii of daily shopping, education and childcare, medical and health, leisure and social interaction, and transport connection, and finally provide actionable evaluation methods and real cases to help you see through a community in half a day. Evaluating a community does not require a professional background in urban research. It only requires a checklist, a map, and a pair of feet willing to walk a few more steps. The article below starts with the most basic concept of the amenity radius and gradually helps you build your own community scoring table. Amenity radius, what is the 15-minute living circle? The 15-minute living circle is a high-frequency concept in urban planning in recent years. It refers to residents being able to obtain the main services and facilities needed for daily life within a 15-minute walk. It is not a rigid academic term but a practical perspective for observing a community. A 15-minute walk equals a distance of just over 1 kilometer, which exactly covers the service radius for daily high-frequency needs. Within this range, buying groceries, picking up packages, seeing a doctor for minor ailments, picking up and dropping off children, and having a cup of coffee should all be achievable on foot. Needs beyond this range require the help of transportation. The key to living circle evaluation is distinguishing high frequency from low frequency needs. Buying groceries, buying breakfast, and picking up packages are high frequency needs, and the corresponding facilities must be close. Large shopping malls, specialty hospitals, and cultural venues are low frequency needs, and slightly longer distances are acceptable. Sorting needs by frequency lets you judge the quality of a community's amenities. It is also necessary to distinguish the needs of permanent residents from those of transient populations. Office workers need breakfast shops and coffee shops, retired elderly need markets and parks, and school-age families need schools and training institutions. When evaluating, base your judgment on the real needs of your own permanent family members rather than being led by the all-age amenities talk and sales pitches. The living circle is a dynamic concept. A community that looks complete today may degrade because of planning adjustments or the withdrawal of businesses. A community with average amenities today may leap forward because of new shops or the opening of a subway line. Evaluation should look not only at the present but also at the development trend of the area. Daily shopping radius, markets, supermarkets, and convenience stores. Daily shopping is the most frequently used part of community amenities and the direct source of living costs. The combination of 3 types of facilities, markets, supermarkets, and convenience stores, basically determines the convenience foundation of daily life in a community. The market is the core amenity of Chinese-style family life. When evaluating, focus on 3 points: whether the walking distance is within 10 minutes, whether the freshness and variety of produce are adequate, and whether the business is stable and long-term. A market rooted for years often says more about a community's maturity than a newly opened fresh e-commerce front warehouse. Supermarkets handle bulk purchasing and emergency restocking. To judge whether a supermarket is competent, Check whether it covers the common grain and oil, daily chemical, and fresh categories for households, and whether it offers online delivery to home. Supermarket accessibility can be relaxed to 15 minutes, because you do not need to visit it daily. Convenience stores are the fallback option for late nights. A hot meal after overtime, emergency medicine and daily goods, and late-night package pickup all depend on the convenience store downstairs. The density of 24-hour convenience stores is an intuitive indicator of a community's nighttime convenience. The ultimate form of the shopping radius is offline and online serving as backups for each other. A market downstairs plus online delivery, when combined, can handle peak times and emergencies. When evaluating, record the distances, business hours, and online coverage of the three types of facilities separately, and you will get a complete picture of shopping convenience. Education and childcare radius. For families with children, education and childcare amenities are the top priority in community selection. They determine not only the child's growth path but also the parents' daily pickup and drop-off costs and time allocation. This is the section with the highest WEI.